Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Your friendly neighborhood stress buster, Jake Carter here, and let's be real, life can feel like a never-ending race sometimes. We're bombarded with information, deadlines, social pressures, it's enough to make your head spin. But guess what? You don't have to just sit there and take it. We've got the power to hit pause, find some calm in the chaos, and actually enjoy this crazy ride we call life. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, mindfulness for beginners. It's not about becoming a meditating guru or chanting Om all day, though that might be cool. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and learning to respond instead of just reacting. Ever felt like you're on autopilot? Going through the motions without really being there? That's where mindfulness comes in. It's like hitting the reset button, getting back in touch with yourself, and finding that inner peace we all crave. So, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindfulness journey. 1. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with just a few minutes each day. You can focus on your breath, observe the sensations in your body, or simply pay attention to the sights and sounds around you. Remember, consistency is key, not perfection. 2. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about erasing all your thoughts and feelings. It's about acknowledging them without judgment. You might find yourself getting distracted. That's totally normal. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Think of it like training a puppy. Patience and positive reinforcement are key. 3. Find what works for you. There are tons of different mindfulness techniques out there. Experiment with guided meditations, body scans, mindful walking, or even just taking a few deep breaths throughout the day. What resonates with you? Listen to your intuition and find what feels good. 4. Make it a habit. Like brushing your teeth or making coffee, incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine. Set a reminder on your phone, dedicate a specific time each day, or even try practicing while doing mundane tasks like washing dishes or walking the dog. The more you integrate it into your life, the more natural it will become. 5. Embrace the benefits. Mindfulness isn't just about stress reduction, although that's a major perk. It can also improve focus, boost creativity, enhance emotional regulation, and strengthen your relationships. Over time, you'll start to notice a difference in how you experience the world, more clarity, more presence, more joy. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, facing that mountain of emails and deadlines looming like storm clouds. Your mind is racing, your heart is pounding, and you feel that familiar tension creeping up your neck. But wait. You remember your mindfulness practice. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the coolness of the air as it enters and leaves your lungs. You notice the feeling of your feet on the ground, the warmth of your chair against your back. You gently guide your attention back to the present moment, acknowledging the stress, but choosing not to be consumed by it. Suddenly, you feel a sense of calm wash over you. Your thoughts begin to slow down, and you can approach your work with a clearer head and a renewed sense of focus. Boom! Mindfulness in action, turning that stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. So, remember, folks, mindfulness isn't about escaping reality. It's about embracing it with more awareness, compassion, and presence. Start small, be patient with yourself, and you'll be amazed at the positive changes it can bring to your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to mindfulness? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation for daily doses of stress-busting wisdom and inspiration. See you next time, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.